October 29th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I speak now to this great nation, the United States. You are not united in spirit the way I desire that you be. This election process is dividing you instead of uniting you in the truth. You need to look for the truth in the midst of the issues. Otherwise, you will not find a safe harbor in the truth, but you will be tossed about on the waves of controversy like a ship in a stormy sea. Much is being hidden from you by one party. Their full agenda of action is not in plain sight. Just recently, they revealed their plan to shut down the petroleum industry. This would have major consequences, not only to the economy, but to everyday life. This is only the tip of the iceberg. You need openness and honesty in any election. This nation was founded on the truth by people who were running from dictatorship. In truth, you need to maintain that same spirit of independence. Deceit and hypocrisy would destroy any nation if they chose a leader secretly clothed in these faults. Be united in the spirit of truth so that political issues can readily be resolved." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.